All right, I'm Chairman Brad Holt, and I'll bring the meeting back to order. We are going to be meeting now with the Canyon Soil Conservation District. So take it away.
Hi, well, I'm Mike Swartz, and I'm the chairman of the Canyon Soil Conservation District. I also still farm. I'm south of Napa. And our operation, we kind of grow sugar beets, wheat, quite a few seed crops like carrot seed, alfalfa seed, turnip seed, and we do have mints. Bob, you want to introduce yourself?
Mike?
You can go ahead. I don't know.
It picks it up from the ceiling.
I'm Bob McCallop, and I farm currently. I farm north of Napa. My main crop is sod, but I still raise also corn and wheat and some seed corn. And then also have a mint still, and I raise mint, and I do some custom mint sealing for several neighbors in our area. And I've been farming for 46 years.
Chris Gross, farm in the Wilder area. I grow everything that doesn't make money. I'll pass it on to Brad from there.
McIntyre, the McIntyre Family Farms out south of Lake Lowell. We grow a lot of seed crops. I have a seed cleaning facility, and then also run McIntyre Pastures, which is a meat and egg distribution company that we distribute in the local area. At this point, really haven't shipped anything. We're just providing protein to the local community. And then we raise a lot of the forages that the animals are consuming. About 95% of what we feed them comes from the farm, and then the other acres that we raise goes to the seed house, and we distribute the seed to the farmers. Chris, do you want to talk about our PowerPoint real quick, and then I'll do the demonstration?
Yeah, we're just going to have this on a continual loop.
Okay.
It does talk about a little bit about what the district does. We're all volunteer. We're all actively farmers, which is, I think, the first time in a long time that's happened. Major emphasis on clean water and soil health. And we'll just kind of let this scroll in the background. Just some of the initiatives that we want to drive forward from our district. And then there's some pictures of projects in here too, so you get a chance to see what we've been doing.
Yeah, so today, last year, we brought the rainfall simulator to you. And I think, Commissioner Holton, you weren't here to be able to see that. But I think it's really a power. You can go on YouTube and you can find people doing that same demonstration. But it's powerful to see runoff and that water doesn't infiltrate when the soil's broken. The demonstration we're going to do today is it's a water infiltration look. And it's explaining why unhealthy soils runoff, why you see so much dirty water in the springtime. And then also, this ties right in with wind. And I don't know if any of you saw the last few weeks with our strong winds what our area looked like. It was a mini dust bowl. And this demonstration is explaining why. As we continually till the soil, it constantly breaks down the particles, and we lose organic matter, we lose the glues that tie the soil together, and we start having problems. I'll try not to make a very big mess for you guys. So I'm gonna put a dirt clod in. This is an unhealthy soil that has been tilled probably since 1915, 1920. This soil of mine is about 200 feet across the street, so Canyon County does have some varying soil types, but this is as close as you're gonna get, you know, just right across the street. And so my neighbor's field, don't tell him it's still soil. We'll put mine in. So I'll try to drop it as tenderly as possible, but just watch what happens. As the water's infiltrating every pore space it can get, and you can see what the soil's doing. It's exploding. We'll find a big enough chunk. See if it'll fit. So, and as you watch, you know, I can, you know, have a disruption. But you see bigger particles fall and they stay together. When you have these disruptions, they keep happening. So water's infiltrating, it's getting muddy. This one's almost done. So whether it's water or wind, there's nothing that's holding the soil together, and it just goes, it moves. Whether that's clay, silt, sand, loam, it's gonna move. Sand will move faster, but this is proving the point. And so this gets to our drinking water, this gets to our canal systems, eventually makes it to the Snake River that makes it to the ocean. And so we're losing millions of pounds of soil every year out of Canyon County. And it's because of tillage. Now, we do have crops and rotations that require some tillage. And so that's why we promote cover crops. Cover crops constantly keep a living root in the soil. You create a lot more biotic glues that hold soil together. It keeps, even though you might have to do some tillage, you keep soils healthy. And I don't know what else you can notice about the water. What color is it?
It's still drinking.
You can probably still drink it, right? And not be scared. What's, you see, and it's still falling. I mean, we're not even touching it. Just as that water gets in, it just falls to pieces. And so we just want to just demonstrate why we are so passionate as a soil conservation district about healthy soil, cover crops, no-till, as much and often as possible in the county. There's wrecks that happen. There's a lot of stuff that happen around those wind events. And then a lot of systems get plugged up. We spend a lot of money removing topsoil out of our drainage systems, removing it out of the river. And you know, you can just see what you want. So anyways, you can come put more soil in if you want. But we just wanted to bring this to you, try to show an emphasis that there is a fix for erosion. Is it perfect? No. I mean, there's some stuff at the bottom, right? But it's a lot cleaner, a lot purer, and there is things that we can do as a county to move forward. So that's our little demonstration for you today. So
we're still pretty much in the early adoption stage of some of this conservation, but there is more and more requests from other farmers kind of understanding, you know, what are you doing out there? How come it's different? You know, explain more about this. And I think we're trying to bring more awareness and maybe reach out to, it's a farmer to farmer conversation, as opposed to farmer to public right now, to get more people from early adoption to innovators and kind of move forward a little bit more.
Any questions?
Chairman?
Yes.
Did we assist in helping purchase a new, yes, last year?
Yep.
Yes, we got three drills currently right now. The 15-footer is on loan from ADA, and it stays pretty much in the Marcion area. The 12-footer is at my location, and we cover Parma, Homedale, Wilder. And then we just got a 6-foot drill that is used in the Sunny Slope area. And there is one emphasis here. That right there is your map of where that all the drills have been used in just 2024.
Just in 2024.
Just in 2024.
And so yeah, that 6-foot drill that we were able to purchase this year is a 6-footer. So it's naturally going to be able to go into those smaller acreages. One of the big intents was to get it into orchards and vineyard spaces that have a hard time doing no-till because of size of equipment. And so we're trying to take away the excuses of there's nothing available, you know, I have a small tractor type thing. And so everything's out there. There's seed in the valley. There's equipment in the valley to get these cover crops in and get people trying it. And naturally, there are going to be rotations where they're going to till, but there is proper tillage. There's proper timing cover crops that we can save a lot of soil. We can save a lot of accidents around those times.
And Chairman, on the cover crops, you're not finding a reduction in yield? There's no competition in that. That's pretty cool. And then they're getting, if I understand it correctly, more innovative with the farming practices, where you're now farming in between the hop rows, grazing some of that off, doing different things. So I think it's important that people understand that agriculture is no different than any other industry. People with nutritionists and soil crop people, agronomists, that you're moving agriculture forward in Canyon County in really innovative ways. So I appreciate what you're bringing forward. It used to be maybe some of the old school that you would want to till under all the corn stalks, that it would be hard to get those planted, but where you're not saying there's a reduction in yield for a different crop in there on rotation, I think that's good information. It benefits everybody.
And a lot of times there's actually increase in production. For example, last year I no-tilled my corn. I have grain corn also. And this year we planted into it and the corn looks better than it ever did. And because we've had a really wet spring this year, ground that's been tilled, it's heavily crusted and kind of soggy.
Right.
Ground that has the residue in it is still nice and soft and tilled. It has plenty of moisture, but it doesn't have that heavy crust on it. So I actually think the crop this year will probably be better than on no-till ground, the ground that's actually been irrigated, or that's been tilled.
Yeah, and maybe a cost savings where you don't have to go in and knock the bed off. Yeah.
Yeah, Commissioner, you can screw it up too. There's plenty of mistakes that, you know, I have a no-till cornfield this year that I'm just gonna leave all the residue. I didn't graze cows. And where I didn't have the cows grazing, I got a roly-poly infestation.
Oh.
So you build an environment, they do come. So, you know, proper, you gotta have a plan, you gotta have rotation, and it takes a lot of forward thinking to make it work, but we've only seen increased yields as we've done this, but we're doing it properly with cattle, with animals on the land, and it's a whole ecosystem that we're creating. Just going no-till and that I'm just gonna no-till, it's slow. But if you can add that animal component from neighboring ranchers or whatever and mix it, it's really.
And the thing that I like is that your board works cooperatively to share information, and then you get some things, and I'm sorry I mistook you in the beginning, but like the Peaceful Belly Farms where they're doing a lot of maybe some organic farming or different practices. It is changing. It is just a niche market that could be successful. So I appreciate you being here. And your ask last year, it's more this year, right? I thought we did 15,000 last year, or was it 20?
20.
Yeah.
Okay. So
increase that to 30 just to give us, because we, as a board, we feel like we would really like to begin to add more educational programs in for, like we said, farmer-to-farmer information, and just become a little bit more active in the community and a little bit more present. That's our goal for 2025.
Yeah, if you look at Ada County Soil and Conservation District, they're into schools heavy, and they just got a little bit more funding to be able to get out there, but our goal is to get there. We're the second biggest, and we'd like to get that educational outreach going and creating some interactive stuff for farmers to be able to come and see cover crops as they're in action, just not doing winter meetings when they, you know, everyone is available, but making things more available in season so they can see the change to the soil, they can see the change going on.
So Chris, are you including some educational component? I think for the big people, that's important, maybe to augment farming practices and improve technology. But sometimes kids have a desire to farm, and it's tough to get started. So you are helping them from that educational side too?
We are. That is our goal. How it's going to happen, we don't have a complete strategy. One strategy we would have is to combine with Ada on their education program, because they're already into the Boise School Districts and the Ada District, and maybe have them come help us out in Canyon. Right now, we don't have the personnel to be
gotcha.
To promote an education program, but we believe Ada would probably come alongside us and help with that. Our main emphasis as our board, we for sure want to get more farmer-to-farmer aspect to it, and then add the educational element in the schools maybe as a second tier goal.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Is the U of I Extension Office here in Caldwell available to partner up for some of this educational aspect?
A possibility. I think when you are beginning to talk about conventional versus restorative, there is just a bit of a gap there still. The University of Idaho does have that grant program, the IAMP that was just awarded. And that is beginning to bring in some new and innovative practices. Everything from maybe no-till, minimal-till, reduction of nitrogen, and then also they're looking at carbon and
biochar,
yeah. So that's the first time Univai has promoted a program or been in charge of a program that is bringing the innovative practices in. So right now you're seeing it more in the up-and-coming outside entities that are non-government at this point. But those non-governmental entities are now in touch with University of Idaho. Regen Ag, that's located in Homedale, is one entity such that they are meeting continually with Brad Johnson saying these are the things that can be done. This is where you want to start pushing farmers. This is the opportunities. Let's educate. So we're, University of Idaho's getting there, but I would say they're probably not at the point to jump on board 100% and say, yes, this is where we're headed.
That is a good idea, where they're a land-grant college that's ag-based.
Absolutely.
Yep. And then I just have another question that is interest just for me, but the artificial holders of soil, the soil PAMs, those aren't as effective as...
This soil gets soil PAM every year.
Oh, okay.
That's what they try to do to hold it. But there's nothing like what Mother Nature can provide.
Yeah.
But that's what their goal is, right? It holds right on the very crust. This does the whole system.
Yeah. Thank you.
And we use PAM for years and years. And what happens is the soil gets so it won't take water. And so actually it becomes a problem because the ground, it almost goes the other direction where it won't take water. And
yeah.
So we don't use as much PAM as we used to, because for that very reason.
Okay. And even at the end of the field, you get a lot of that silt and fine dirt, and you got to clean the ditch and all that. Thank you. It's very interesting. Chairman, I would be in favor, given the agricultural community that we have, of expanding the components for farmers in the area. It is hard to farm.
I concur.
All right. Sounds good. I concur also. Thank you for the presentation. It's very compelling. So
it's still floating.
Do I have consensus that we are in agreement to move forward with this into the budgetary process as presented?
Yes, Chairman.
Okay. Let the record show that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's be in recess till the next presentation then.
Okay.